www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Restore Health and Counseling takes this time to salute our area graduates. Took a great deal of patience and intelligence to get this far. With prom nights and graduation parties around the corner, you need to exhibit that intelligence again, and that means don't drink and drive. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults, for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or call us at 303-373-1188. That's 303-373-1188. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Hello.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and is Bill Sardi with us? Well, I guess he's not, and so hopefully we'll be able to get him during the first break. But we wanted to talk this morning about the so-called flu pandemic. Is it real? Are we being hoodwinked like we were with the swine flu epidemic, where they inoculated about a third of our population and many of them died as a result of it? And of course, only one person died of the swine flu disease. I mean, it was a non-entity, and he may have been in poor shape from other reasons, because he was a military recruit. One person died. They are going to vaccinate everybody. Gerald Ford was looking for something to show he was a great leader, and they have this massive vaccination program, and so many people got ill, and so many people died from it. From a non-event, and the swine flu never got here. Well, do we have Bill Sardi on the line?
We do.
We do. Hey, Bill, thank you so very much for being with us. For our listeners who don't know Bill, why, he's a health journalist. He's done a lot of great research on many subjects, but this morning we're going to be talking about his recent article on swine flu. And let me suggest that if you want to read it after this program, you simply go to your search engine and simply type in Sardi, S-A-R-D-I, and swine influenza. That's how you can get it, but it's right up there at the top of the page, and it's an excellent article. But I'm going to let you pick up the story, Bill, as you've analyzed what's going on. Are we really getting the truth?
It was in January that Felipe Calderon, the president of Mexico, visited the United States early after the election of Barack Obama. Furthermore, followed by that was Barack Obama's visit to Mexico just a few days ago, where he shook hands with a man in a museum there, and the next day that man was dead of the so-called swine flu. Barack Obama returned to the United States. 10 days later, the United States announced, along with the World Health Organization, that a swine flu pandemic was underway. In the middle of that, on March the 19th, Sanofi Aventis, which is a French firm that has the leader in vaccine making in the world, turns out that the president of France, that's Nicolas Sarkozy, was visiting Mexico City on March 19 and announced at that point that this French company, Sanofi Aventis, would be starting to produce seasonal and pandemic flu vaccines in Mexico City in a new facility they're going to develop there. Now, that was preceded 2 days earlier, March 17, in an account in the newspapers that said Mexico had begun to submit samples, blood samples, of infected people to the Canadian authorities, which is the laboratory of resort here, where you report everything and then they become the governor of whether these are virulent, which strains they are, and so on. However, the World Health Organization had a little different view on this, saying that Mexico began a surveillance and picking up cases of the H1N1 strain of the influenza virus on March 18th. So a little bit of a different version they began picking up, meaning they didn't have these confirmed. You have to send the samples to Canada in order to confirm them. So there are a couple of confirming labs in the United States at the Centers for Disease Control and so on. So this is the strange events that occurred. Oddly enough, when you go investigating this whole thing, it appears that the United States government had advance warning of a swine flu outbreak, that county health centers all across the United States had been pre-alerted to something and were conducting, quote, rehearsals, one of them planned in Texas for May the 2nd, a rehearsal to conduct mass vaccinations on human populations by county health authorities. And in the one in Texas, this was in a little town called Seguin, Texas. We picked this up in their newspaper. And, of course, what they had planned at the time was drive-in vaccinations. And it said they would have five locations. The lines of people would be 41 miles long. And this is what they would do in Guadalupe County, Texas. They had planned this for May the 2nd, and the article in the newspaper says Guadalupe County Emergency Management and their counterparts around the country are preparing for just such a scenario. Well, can you imagine how a scenario? What? What did they know prior to all this? This was an article March 19, Sunday, in the Seguin newspaper, followed by a strange release of a press release by a company in Boston. Now, in the middle of the fray, about 2 days into this announcement that there was some sort of a flu encircling the globe, reports in New Zealand, Canada, United States, I believe some in France, and a company in Boston called Replicans Limited, they're a vaccine maker. They also have technology where they can see ahead of time that some of these viruses are beginning to mutate. And by their press release, they claim they can predict a pandemic 1 to 3 years in advance. And in their own website and in their press releases, they indicate that and this is a quote, the company is partnering with governments and the private sector in producing predictive tools. In other words, they had already alerted governments of their prediction, and Replicans just 2 days ago took credit for having predicted this outbreak in 2008. The company's research team analyzed the amino acid sequences of the reported strains and found that with each pandemic, there was a strain-specific increase in peptide quantities with a particular strain of virus. This was then taking claim that this company had predicted the outbreak in 2008, and they also take credit for having informed government. So they don't say which government, but here it is, the whole thing unfolding. Apparently government had some sort of rehearsals going on.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here with Bill Sardi right here, the American Freedom Network.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less. Still needing to take a quantum leap in nutrition? Don't miss internationally acclaimed Dr. Michael Kiriak, accompanied by Drs. Roland Thomas and Nita Desai, for an extraordinary life-impacting open lecture. This rare occasion brings the research of the most advanced, yet most simple concept of holistic health available today. Hear what these experts have to say after years of using the concept for themselves and in their practices. Join featured speakers Dr. Kiriak, Desai, and Thomas, and for you animal lovers, Russell Louie, as they share over 30 years of proven research and application of bio superfood. Personally meet Drs. Kiriak, Thomas, Desai, and pet expert Louie at the west end of the Front Range Community College, College Hill Library, 3705 West 112th Avenue, Westminster, Monday, May 18th, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Registration is limited and includes materials. $10 by May 15th, $20 at the door. Call Linda or Roland at 303-683-8113. Restore Health and Counseling takes this time to salute our area graduates. Took a great deal of patience and intelligence to get this far. With prom nights and graduation parties around the corner, you need to exhibit that intelligence again, and that means don't drink and drive. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults, for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or call us at 303-373-1188. That's 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Bill Sardi. If you notice the sequence, there was an article written in a Texas newspaper on the 19th of March, and they were talking about this planned vaccination, mass vaccination all across the country on the 2nd of May. My goodness, that's just 4 days from now. What a coincidence. And then, of course, in Mexico, why they're saying, well, we're going to have to start searching homes. Well, this is an epidemic. What are they searching homes for? Why, we're trying to find infected people. Well, you find somebody infected, what you want to do is have them stay at home where they'll be isolated and not spreading the disease. Why do you want to track down the infected people? Well, they might be the source of it, spreading the disease. What are you going to do with them? Put them in a camp with a lot of other infected people? How do you know they've got the same flu bug? You know that it'll take you weeks or months to be absolutely certain. It takes a while to run the test. Are you going to take somebody who's already ill and put them with a lot of other people who are ill and increase the spread of the disease? Why would they keep stressing the importance of authorities being able to begin to search people's homes? And if you read the articles about Mexico, that's what we're talking about. Have they stopped all travel to Mexico? Have they stopped all cruise ships to Mexico? Have they stopped all trucks coming into the United States from Mexico? That's what you'd do if this was really a pandemic and you were really worried, or will you pick up the story, Bill?
Certainly the open border problem becomes interesting, and I've said this for a long time now. We just let these immigrants come across the border with tuberculosis and worse. Swine flu is the least of our concerns. They do point out this is a dangerous strain of the flu, that it has an odd assemblage of different types of the flu, and it certainly is of concern in that way. There's Dr. John Carlo, Dallas County, Texas medical director, says, this strain of swine influenza that's been cultured in a laboratory, this is what he says, is something that's not been seen anywhere actually in the United States and the world. So did he slip out that this is an engineered virus? You can see him saying that as he notes that this is kind of an odd strain. It's a makeup of four different flu viruses: North American swine flu, North American avian, North American human influenza A subtype H1N1, and a swine influenza virus typically found in Asia and Europe. So it's of those four, so it's kind of an odd combination. And this medical director admitting that it looks like it was made and cultured in a laboratory. So the problem we get is that swine flu occurs regularly, and about 30% of the swine or pigs in the United States are infected with it. They take measures because it does harm their health. Most people who get the swine flu find that they may have symptoms or not, and a slight fever, and it goes away. This is what happens in well-nourished populations, populations where there is public hygiene, as in the United States, clean water, clean food. But when Mexico, this is not the case we're facing. And, of course, the number of people in Mexico are really walking around with tuberculosis. This is common in third world underdeveloped countries. And so in the United States, how many people die of tuberculosis? Almost none. I think the figure was zero here for a year. How many die of tuberculosis plus another infection like HIV? That's where all the deaths are. So people do die with tuberculosis, but when they have two infections that overwhelm your immune system. And that's what's occurring most likely in Mexico, where we see people that have a poor immunity. And as a doctor here at UCLA said in the Los Angeles Times yesterday, the microscope doesn't tell you anything. What are the genetic correlates? What is the virulence? What is the transmissibility? In other words, what is your immunity? And this is the problem that we don't address with the World Health Organization. We try to confront them with this. Of course, they do nothing to improve immunity and then just say that you'll need to run for the drug of choice, Tamiflu. Now, Tamiflu was developed by Gilead Sciences. That's Donald Rumsfeld's former company. Manufactured by Roche and distributed by a number of other drug companies. Now, I believe they said there are about 12.5 million doses of Tamiflu that they're releasing now out of a stockpile of 50 million courses. And this is a pill form of a drug, I believe. And the Pentagon says it's readied 7 million courses for the military personnel. The question you get to be is to look up, what is the shelf life of Tamiflu? About 7 years. When did the government begin stockpiling this? About 6 years ago. So it kind of gets curiously interesting when we look at these things. This is, of course, an orchestrated pandemic. I'm reading here off my screen, my monitor, that Greta Van Susteren on Fox News, just giving a litany of where it is, and, of course, calling it the deadly flu. Where is it? Who's going to get it? And there's more, says Greta. At least 28 confirmed deaths in New York, confirmed cases, not deaths, in New York City. And then it goes on to say, oh, why, there's a staffer at Ernst & Young in Times Square just confirmed to be infected. So they're giving to you a case by case as it occurs. Well, they're wrapping you up in this drama. The Washington Post has full-page features on this. Now asking you, what are you doing to prepare? Well, you should prepare by taking vitamin D and vitamin C, enhancing your immune system, but no one in the world health scene is going to tell you that. The New York Daily News, of course, over-dramatized this whole event. As you know, some students at a school in New York were confirmed to have the swine flu. None of these children are mortally threatened in any way. But this is the way the New York Daily News explained it. A tiny, tense waiting room fell silent when Health Commissioner Thomas Frieden appeared on the mounted television above. Mothers and fathers clutched their ailing sons and daughters, many whom had blue surgical masks covering their mouths. And then shortly after 4 p.m. came the five terrifying words that everyone gathered inside Schneider Children's Hospital at New York Hyde Park Hospital in Long Island Saturday, hope not to hear. It is likely swine flu, Frieden said. Jaws dropped. Their fears had been realized. Of course, fears of what? Swine flu is reported frequently through the year in different countries, different locations, and as I say, many people get it and don't even know they had it. So the World Health Organization overstates this, says about 1 to 4% of the people infected would, of course, succumb to the disease. But they're talking about, again, these third world nations and where people are have poor immunity and may have co-infection like tuberculosis and so on. And you can see how the world populations are being prepped to take instruction out of fear. And this was a report in the Washington Post yesterday, said the people in Mexico are disoriented. I think the government doesn't know what they're confronting. This is a university official in Mexico City. He's saying we are just guarding ourselves, waiting to hear what the government tells us to do. So fearful populations, largely lesser educated, ready to take the next dose of whatever poison it is that they want to give out. There is no vaccine, so everybody understands. You have to look at the strains. You have to make a vaccine for the particular strain in circulation. It could be done in a six-month period of time, so you see the ramp-up of this. The big thing is to just look and see where the stockpiling was of this Tamiflu drug, and the world has been mounting itself up for unloading these vaccines, or excuse me, this drug called Tamiflu. Roche is the manufacturer, and of course, this is a bulletin I have back in 2005 that the United States was going to have 20 million dose stockpile. It has 12, has over 50 million now, and so on. So New Zealand had been building stockpiles, France had been building stockpiles, Australia, the World Health Organization itself. And so you see this all over the world. Well, what are they going to do with these stockpiles? But to have, of course, some sort of a threat and have everybody get vaccinated. This is a giant demonstration project. It's a giant project to see if the world will hop, skip, and jump to the tune of the pharmaceutical companies and the elites who are in control of all of these events. So you have to be able to see through them. Of course, everybody's been emailing my email address and asking, well, what do we do? And I know I need to answer that, but the point is that you're probably not at any kind of a threat here. But here again, after I say that and give you a long line of evidence, people say, okay, what do I take? So fear is tantamount. Fear is pervasive. People are concerned. And then we have a word now that the Centers for Disease Control, in a response to this whole thing, has now decided that it will begin research in animals to reassort, that is, to begin to make different virulent strains to see how well it does in animals. Now, remember that the last time they did this with the SARS virus in 2003, some of the lab workers in Asia got infected, and then, of course, it began to spread, and it got around the world. Of course, by the time the SARS got to North America, it fizzled out, as this swine flu virus is here again today. So, but what is scary is that they're beginning to, maybe make a dangerous experiment, is what some researchers say, and begin to fool around again in making very virulent strains of viruses that could get out. The reason why we don't have a vaccine is because influenza A in particular, that strain of virus continues to mutate very fast. And so sometimes by the time you have the vaccine, it's mutated into a different form. So vaccines aren't the answer. They believe, according to the World Health Organization, which is just a front for the pharmaceutical companies at this point, is that the answer is, of course, Tamiflu. That's a drug that, of course, has side effects and other problems, and of course we don't suggest that anybody use it. Actually, I believe they've had some problems with children with that in Japan and some deaths associated with it. So nonetheless, as we read this morning, I'm just reading from a news report that the race is on to develop the vaccine. The first company to develop a vaccine with a patent gets a monopoly and wins, says pharmaceutical management professor at Rutgers, Mahoud Hassan. So potential leader in the race, of course, Sanofi Pasteur, the vaccine development maker of Sanofi Aventis in France. There are at least 20 companies in the race to make a flu vaccine. That includes Novartis, Sanofi Aventis, GlaxoSmithKline, Baxter, an Australian company, and of course MedImmune, which makes the spray one. So in all of these things, you see, Baxter, I believe it was, here last few months ago, was ready to release a vaccine, and then they sent it off to a laboratory in Europe, I believe it was Slovakia, and then all the animals died in the test, and Baxter was ready to release this thing, which could have spread, started a pandemic across the whole world. This was ready to go out. They had contamination in their manufacturing facilities. So that's how close we came to having this thing, one of these kind of things, spread out by the very manufacturers of the vaccines themselves. Remember that vaccines are to spark up and create antibodies. They have antigens in them that a little bit of the disease itself. They may say that they have killed viruses or attenuated viruses, but they have to have a little bit of the disease itself. Now, what they're trying to do in these new engineered vaccines is take a snippet, a little part of the virus, and just put that in there instead of the whole virus, and try to get the viral particle in there that will trigger your immune system to make antibodies against these strains of the flu. But this whole thing is completely orchestrated, and of course, when you unravel it, take a look at it very carefully, you see that the elites in the world, of course, are busy in this way of really unloading this virus. Now, this thing will probably dominate the news pages for the next 6 months.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Bill Shawty here at the American Network.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Restore Health and Counseling takes this time to salute our area graduates. Took a great deal of patience and intelligence to get this far. With prom nights and graduation parties around the corner, you need to exhibit that intelligence again, and that means don't drink and drive. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults, for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or call us at 303-373-1188. That's 303-373-1188.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Bill Shawty. And And certainly, if you read the articles about what's going on, you'll notice that, well, these people may be infected. These people presumably are infected. These people possibly are infected. There were 11 cases in New Zealand. Well, these young people had traveled to Mexico. They came back. None of them were seriously ill. They tested three of them. They were positive for the swine flu. So they presumed all 11 were infected. None are seriously infected. None are facing death. But, of course, the disease is spread to New Zealand. And the hysteria is out there. We are being frightened to death. Certainly, some people have died in Mexico. We don't know why they died. Did they have concomitant disease? Did they all have the virus? Or is it just sort of presumed that they may have had the virus because, well, after all, people died, and if there's a flu there, why? And we assume it may be, it's possibly. Notice how they use those adjectives or those descriptions, of what's going on. Because, of course, we're being manipulated. It's a wag-the-dog situation. If they really believed that this was a major pandemic, we would cut off all contact with Mexico. Have they done it? No. Have they stopped the cruise ships going to Mexico? No. Have they stopped the trucks coming across the border from Mexico? No. Why don't they use the power that they have? Well, maybe they don't really feel that it's that important, but they sure want to scare us to death. Our guest this morning is Bill Sardi, and how can people get your article, Bill?
I believe it's up online. I don't have a website up at the moment. It is true. The Radio New Zealand did report on April 27th at 6:25 in the morning these students in New Zealand, about 10 students at a college, said it was highly likely that they were infected. Now, they hadn't confirmed the actual strain yet, but officials in New Zealand said they will investigate or instigate a full emergency response on Monday as they prepare for a full potential swine flu influenza pandemic. What? They hadn't even confirmed these cases. And what's odd is there is admission from Mexico and other sources that there is another strain involved. They just say most of the students infected with. So there's some other strain, but they're trying to push this one particular thing. So there's other strains, and it could be some sort of a seasonal flu outbreak late spring, which you commonly see. The concern here is that the ones infected and the ones dying in Mexico seem to be young adults rather than the very young and the elderly, which are the common seasonal affected populations and where you do see some mortality, because the elderly and the very young have, of course, compromised or undeveloped immune systems. So this is why there was a great concern, because that is exactly the age profile of the 1918 Spanish flu outbreak. And so this got to be a concern. Also, it's an influenza type A, not type B, which, of course, follows the 1918 scenario and so on. So you see the great drama being created here out of this. The interesting part is to look at world events. In Mexico, Felipe Calderon is the president there, facing a crashing economy. They've tried to prop up the economy there for the last 4 months. The peso is ready to be devalued, if you can imagine this. And, of course, the United States has great interest. We do a lot of trading with Mexico. But here we are in a situation where he's got to try to maintain control in an economy that's going to collapse, where they really will devalue the dollar. Now, in the United States, we don't devalue money. What we do is just take it out the back door of the bank and inflation, so we don't let the population think that we're devaluing the money here, or it'll be politically unpopular. But in Mexico, they're ready to devalue the peso, and that will be tremendously demoralizing and could bring about a great amount of unrest. And so you can see that what politicians have learned to do is create distractions. Why did Barry Sotoro, our president, Mr. Obama, why did he travel out of the country so soon, right before he had even completed 100 days in his administration? usually presidents leave the country. He went to, of course, Iraq and then over to Mexico and so on. They usually leave the country when they're on the hot seat. He is supposedly has a very high popularity rating at the moment, 69% of the population. I do not believe these popularity polls. I believe that they're orchestrated also, and I believe that there's they're likening Barry Satoro to Reagan in his popularity in the first 100 days. I don't know how anybody can say that this is a popular president yet, because of course we see so many dire things happening in the economy and so on. So nonetheless, this is what we're told. There seem to be efforts to try and reinforce the idea in Americans that there is a great popular support for our current administration in Washington, D.C. And, of course, you can recall their slogan from Rahm Emanuel, chief of staff in Washington, that in every crisis there is an opportunity, and there certainly is. The question is, are they creating the crisis to make the opportunity? So there's a great question here. You can recall during 9/11 that there were rehearsals of events like 9/11, even 2 years prior to the 9/11, of course, the World Trade Center explosions and attacks there by the airplanes. And then, of course, yesterday, a strange occurrence in New York City where an Air Force One airplane, this is a 747 aircraft, Air Force One, no, president was not inside, along with two F-16 fighter jets, flew at low altitude at about 1,000 feet elevation over lower Manhattan at 10 o'clock in the morning, the very hours this all occurred in September of 2001, and of course frightened millions, scared people. Supposedly they were supposed to have permission to do this. The mayor didn't know about it, some underling at the city. What, they said it was a photographic opportunity, what, to see how the population would panic? Or are they actually, well, I think the government is kind of looking like they know that they're actually losing control. Regardless of what you hear about popularity, they see an undercurrent. And I wonder if this wasn't to see, the photo op was to see how the population would respond. The photo op was taken to frighten the public. The photo op is that the elites that are running the world have to keep the cattle corralled, and they have to keep any insurrection down. And of course, I think this is their maneuver. If we understand what's going on in the world, we have a president who is really a shill for the banksters and the gangsters who run the pharmaceutical world. So this is what we have, and this is going to probably continue on. We're going to hear more about this flu as they ramp this up, this flu pandemic, and begin to start making vaccines for it, beginning to tell the world that they need to get vaccinated. But the big thing is they want to unload the Tamiflu, the millions.
Hold
of
on,
those.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Your brother has it, your coworkers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
You may not plant a 250,000 acres every season or 10-50,000 head of cattle, but it's good to know that your equipment could. Tartar Farm and Ranch equipment is used and trusted by pros because it's built by pros, using more than 60 years of know-how and the industry's most durable finishes. From farming and cattle handling to goat and equine management, don't trust anything less. To find a farm and ranch store near you, visit tartargate.com. Tartar, working harder since 1945.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Bill Sardi. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. If you have a question or comment, that's 970-689-8255. And I concur with Bill. I think that this is a tempest in a teapot. Yes, some people have died, but look and see what they're doing. You know, one case in Denmark. Well, the people, somebody had the flu in Denmark. Did they die? No. Are people dying in the United States? No, nobody's died so far, but some people have had the flu here, and a few of those, we presume, have this type of flu. They may have, they're presumed to have, they possibly have. Notice the wording in the articles, and it is all it's all hype, but very little substance behind it. Yes, some people have died in Mexico. How many of them have they checked the blood on to be sure that it came from this same flu? And where did this organism come from? This is a totally new organism, not the sort that sort of evolves with a North American swine flu, influenza, and then a European or an Asian a swine. I mean, how do you get something like that? Well, you cook it up in the laboratory. But apparently they didn't do a very good job again. They keep having their troubles over and over again, getting something that really is a pandemic, even though they had people go up to the permafrost and actually get the virus that caused the Spanish flu back in 1918 and 1919 that killed so many people. Why in heaven's name would you want to, you know, get a virus that was so deadly and bring it back and get it into the laboratories where it might possibly get out and kill hundreds of millions of people? So many unanswered questions, Bill.
Well, there are, so your audience doesn't forget the history of swine flu. They call it swine flu because so many pigs actually have it and develop it, about 30% of the swine population in the United States. But the the history of this is the current outbreak was preceded decades ago. When Gerald Ford was running for president, he needed an event to demonstrate his leadership. Suddenly on February the 5th, 1976, Ford did get that event. An Army recruit at Fort Dix said he felt tired and weak. He died the next day, and four of his fellow soldiers were later hospitalized. Didn't they release swine flu of some virulence there in that Army base at that time? And there's still suspicions of this. 2 weeks after the soldier's death, why the health officials declared another state of emergency, a strain of flu related to the 1918 flu pandemic, the same scenario that we're hearing today. They decided to take action. A mass vaccination was called for. About 20% of the American population was vaccinated. And then they called it all off as hundreds of people developed Guillain-Barré syndrome. That's a paralysis problem, led to 25 deaths and severe lung problems and so on. So, you know, this was an event, a staged event, in order to try to get Gerry Ford elected president. And Ken, they're hiding something here. Barry Satoro needs some sort of an event to maintain control. And you can see that the government is beginning to lose control here, not only over the United States, but over the world. This is a demonstration project to see if the elites can snap their fingers and the world will come to attention. So you can see where easily manipulated populations, people where they're less educated and controlled by the news media. For the few of us who can sneak out of this and see through and behind the curtains of this whole event, you can see that it's staged, that the fear precedes and travels faster than the disease, that the disease is unlikely to affect anybody here in North America. And yes, they may develop some sort of virulent strain, but actually, influenza type A viruses are mutating constantly. They can't keep up with it. There are no effective vaccines. That's why they're trying to get everybody to line up and start taking and unload these soon-to-be-out-of-date Tamiflu doses, which are in the millions. The United States has apparently stockpiled 50 million courses of Tamiflu. So if for all of you want to know what to take, you're still worried about this, then certainly make sure that you've got plenty of vitamin D stocked up for the next year or two. Vitamin D3, you should be taking a couple thousand to 4,000 units a day, and more when you're ill, up to 50,000 units for a short course. And vitamin C, both of these activate the neutrophils and macrophages in your immune system. These are white blood cells that are a little bit sluggish. You can then activate them. They'll chase down the viruses and take care of them. So you need to keep your immune system prepped up. And for all of you worried about the over-response, where these people die of the flu, where their lungs fill with fluid as an over-immune response, that's occurring in people that tend to have two viruses or two infections at one time. So vitamin D normalizes your immune response, so it won't fill up, your lungs won't fill up with fluid. Also on the list would be good would be selenium, another good thing to prep up your immune system. Recall now that if you do have active infection, then you want to rely on some good natural remedies such as oil of oregano or a crushed garlic clove would work well in making a little molecule called allicin that kills viruses. So,
Bill, we do have a caller. Let's see what they want. Who's on the line? Who's on the line?
Hi, my name is Terry.
Yes, you have a quick question.
Well, yeah, just real quick. I was just wondering, you know, and I agree with everything that you're saying, but, you know, that this is a distraction of some kind. They're really hyping this big time. To me, whenever the media starts hyping something, I got to ask why. You know, that's my first thought.
Good for you. Okay, do you have a question?
I've read some articles that they could put these little biochips in your medicines. And I was wondering, you know, isn't this a way to, I mean, if they can hype everybody to take these vaccination shots, if that would not be a good, you know, method for them to be able
to... You know,
it's
very interesting. I was in a doctor's office last week, and the doctor quickly ushered me back to meet a patient, a man who served in the military during Reagan's era. He was in Iran. They were ready to bring him in, full body armor, loaded with, of course, active weaponry. And then our helicopters crashed. We couldn't go in and get the hostages at the time. But he was injected with something at the time. They were later on called locators. And since then, some of them have come out of his skin. When he goes for an X-ray or an MRI, they ask him, have you been in the military? And do you have any locators on your body? Because they know these things heat up and cause pain. So there is such a thing.
Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much. And we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Restore Health and Counseling takes this time to salute our area graduates. Took a great deal of patience and intelligence to get this far. With prom nights and graduation parties around the corner, you need to exhibit that intelligence again, and that means don't drink and drive. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver or call us at 303-373-1188. That's 303-373-1188. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Bill Sardi. Certainly we don't know whether anything's going to come out of this. I suspect not a great deal, but certainly I know what I do when I start to come down with the influenza, and that is I take vitamin D3, 5,000 units, along with two alibiotics, capsule. Basically, it has oil of oregano and garlic and oil of elderberry and a couple of other things in it. It really works pretty well, at least it does for me. I take two of those alibiotic capsules along with one D3, and I take that 5,000 units, take that every 4 hours until it clears up. And so far, I haven't had to take a day off from doing talk radio other than when I had my heart surgery for many, many years. So if you are interested in getting alibiotic and D3, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. In fact, I just sent a supply to both my son and my daughter. I think it's a good thing to have for them to have on hand, because we never know when they're going to come up. I mean, our laboratories are working with create all of these terrible diseases. Now, whether they're going to release a biological warfare attack on the American people, we know that the AIDS was a man-made disease. How do we know that? We have a wonderful book called AIDS, the Disease, the Crime Beyond Belief, AIDS, the Crime Beyond Belief, by Don Scott. We have Project Daylily, which is a fictionalized account of the origin of AIDS, but all the facts are accurate. They've just changed the name of the culprits who actually created not only the HIV virus, but the mycoplasm, which infects all of the people with AIDS, but most doctors don't even know that, and engineered mycoplasm, and of course, the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology, government agency, holds the patent on the genetically modified virus, mycoplasm. So if you'd like to get the books we're talking about, AIDS, The Crime Beyond Belief, and of course the book Project Daylily by Dr. Garth Nicholson, they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't yet seen my talk on the planned population control, it's well worthwhile getting. It goes into all of the programs they have for mass genocide in the world. If you don't know that the major thrust of American policy is population control and killing off a large part of the world's population, you need to get the officials, formerly top-secret government publication, the National Security Study Memorandum 200, NSSM 200. You can pull it down off the Internet, but if you don't have access to it, you'd like to get it nicely bound. Why, and of course, it costs a lot, actually, to pull it down and to print it off on your computer. Why, we carry NSSM 200. Along with Dr. David MacArthur's testimony before the House Appropriations Committee in 1969, where he actually requested $10 million to create a new disease that could be used for mass killing. A new disease could be used for mass killing. We have the testimony. They're available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Probably the most fascinating four tape set we have is called The New Order of the Barbarians. We're going to hear Dr. David done again. He's subsequently either been done in or passed away. We don't know which, but he was a pediatrician practicing in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He tells you about where he was told the whole story back in 1969 about how they were going to create these terrible new diseases and conceal the treatments for cancer. The New Order of the Barbarian. We live in terrible, terrible times. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and warfare, holy places and in